Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Bruce, good morning. How are you on this Sunday?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. It's we got an early start today at 8 a.m. everyone else was cutting Z's, as we like to say, and we were here talking about Drew Smyly.
Well, it's a good trade, but if you get Smyly in there, it's all good.
Yeah, we worked him in early today, and boy, the Phillies. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and it's Gabe Kapler, Bruce. And I realize he's sort of this cutting edge kind of manager of today, but I just keep thinking of Velasquez in left field and having the outfielder pitch and running out of pitchers and all that kind of stuff. And here come the Phillies today. They're playing the White Sox today, and it's Lopez for the White Sox and Drew Smyly. And they're still ahead of the Giants, and they're still in the wild card race.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's hard to screw up, a lineup with Segura and then Harper, Hoskins. I mean, yeah. Franco, it's a good, hard lineup, and that's going to be the essence of the team. They're going to need more outings like they got from Nola yesterday. But, Kapler's a weird cat, It's funny because in today's game, new age stuff, really works sometimes. It's like, hey, we're looking at the future, and sometimes it just really bombs. It's like you're getting a little too smart for yourself here. So, it's a real back and forth right now. But he's, he's under some pressure there because it's Philadelphia. They're seven games back of Atlanta, so I don't really think they're gonna win that division. They could get blown out in one wild card game, and the fans will be in arms. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, I saw they sent Franco down to the minor leagues today.
Oh, they did. Oh, wow.
How about that? So we will not see him, I imagine, when they come in this week. But very interesting team. How has Bryce Harper worked out? You don't really hear anything about him. And isn't it funny, the two $300,000 guys, Machado and Harper, really no impact, but no, they're not moving the needle, so to speak.
Well, I think Machado's been overshadowed a little bit by Tatis in San Diego.
Yeah.
And not to mention, Will Myers and Renfro, and, that's a pretty hard-hitting team. But, Machado's done – he's done a lot of good things. He's hit some big-time home runs. And, Harper, too. He's hitting, something around 240. I guess he's 19 homers. But when he hits that big bomb, it's like anything can happen with this team. But, you're right. They're certainly not neither one of them made the All-Star team, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you would have figured they'd both be locks.
Well, they turned into smoked salmon is what happened.
That's a good one.
Right, they're not locks, I'll tell you that. The Cardinals are here. And, of course, last night the A's took care of him. And if you're a Giants fan, you root for the A's today. Wainwright, and he's an interesting one, Bruce. Remember he came up with Atlanta, the big curveball. They mm-hmm. traded him. I forget who the trade was. Is Jim Edmonds, maybe? I forget who the trade was that took him to St. Louis. But he really won a World Series for the Cardinals coming out of the bullpen. He's had a nice career, Adam Wainwright, and he pitches today for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he's a class act. It's so common to see guys – get the oblique or the elbow or the forearm tendonitis. And, I read somewhere that like 100 guys in pro ball get Tommy John surgery every year. And, it's refreshing to see a guy who's been around and is still dealing. We get that with Bumgarner and, Kershaw and Scherzer. And there's a lot of guys around the bigs, but not really that many. Not many that you can really count on. So, they're... What are they? They're pretty much tied with the Cubs. That's going back and forth, which is classic because that's a really good rivalry, Cubs and the Cardinals. And he'll be, they. Will, I don't think they can get past the Cubs without him.
No, they can't. They need Flaherty. They need him. They need Dakota Hudson. They need the Explorer Ponce de Leon to do something.
Well, they do. A little Juan Cabrillo wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah, really. And then look in that bullpen. When we saw the Cardinals, they looked flat. And I had Vince Catronio on this mm-hmm. morning. He said the Cardinals looked flat last night. And mm-hmm. But when they play the Cubs, they're not flat, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, there's a not quite as dynamic a Cardinal team as we're used to. But, you know, Goldschmidt's been just bombing, which he wasn't doing earlier. They're thinking they're not, they weren't getting the real Goldschmidt and wondering what happened. But all of a sudden, I think he homered in six straight games and missed one, homered again. And, you know, it's another, it's the Cardinals. And we talk about the Cardinals every year. You know, they might look flat, but they're the Cardinals. They never go away. They're always a factor. And that's a great constant in a time of pretty heavy transition.
Yeah, very good. And then there's something to watch down the stretch. The Giants get the Cardinals. Labor Day in St. Louis. They got a four-game series that starts to September, really, with the Cardinals. That'll be interesting. You know, the other thing I pointed out about the Giants, they have their sort of the destiny in their own hands a little bit. When you look at Washington's coming in, Philly's coming in, the A's, they've got to play four times. They got to go to Wrigley. They've got to go to St. Louis. Boston, Atlanta a little bit later on. But
yeah, the Red Sox sneak in there in September. That's weird.
Yeah, in Fenway and then to Atlanta. How about that trip, Boston and Atlanta?
The whole thing looks pretty murderous when you look at it.
Yeah, but you know something? And for some reason, they hang around. And they're still hanging around. And today's an important game for me with Beedy. Because, you know, Samardzija and Bumgarner, you know what you're going to get. And they, you know, they sort of have the command of the strike zone. Beedy, Anderson, Rodriguez, Suarez, Menez, whoever you're throwing out there, they're different. And this guy's got to be the leader today.
Yeah, the last time the Giants were in, you know, Samardzija showed what you can do, what a starter can do in Colorado. Truly shut him down. You know, I forget how many innings he went, but it was pretty lights out, and the Giants won big. But you know, you watch Beedy and you say, geez, this guy, he's got the great breaking ball. He keeps the fastball down. He comes up with it sometimes. He's hard to hit. And then, boom, here comes one right down the pipe, and somebody jacks it, you know, 420 feet. Yeah. And he knows that, but he certainly has to avoid that. There's so many parks that are sort of like Colorado. I mean, Philadelphia and Cincinnati, there's a lot of bandboxes, places you just can't do that. But Colorado has always been the league leader in frightening. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and look, he's a rookie, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing about this whole thing with the Giants. You've got to be patient with them. It's been fun, but there will be mistakes, and you got to be patient with them. But the veterans are the ones that have to pick it up right now and sort of lead the way, and that's the key for me. You can't put all the pressure on the rookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish Beedy had a little more mystery to his delivery. You know, he stands upright, and here comes the ball. I mean, absolutely no deception. Now, you know, you can't teach deception to somebody who doesn't want to mess up the delivery that way. But, you know, with a guy like Bumgarner or Scherzer, there's a lot of motion going into it. And, you know, obviously guys like Cueto. Well, there are no guys like Cueto, but Cueto with that Louis Tiant variety. And just to mix it up a little bit, Beedy, of course, nobody pitches from a real windup anymore, right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Go back to the old Warren Spahn footage, fans, to see what that's all about. But, you know, maybe I think that would help him. It's not him, so you can't expect him to do that.
That's a great point. That's a great point that you get a good view of the pitch.
And
that's a great point. I'm going to have to watch that today. Now, the other side of the coin, and we'll talk just a little bit about him now before we take our break here. Kyle Freeland. He was Louis Tiant of a 20-game winner, and then he became Louis Tiant, the 20-game loser. You know, what have Kyle Freeland, how about that turnaround?
Yeah, that's kind of the story of Colorado to me. I mean, you're not going to find anybody who reminds you statistically of, like, Greg Maddux up there. You know, I mean, a great year is no guarantee you're going to come back with another one. It's just so hard to put together a bunch of great starts there. You know, the Giants obviously know that. Everybody knows that. But when's the last time a Colorado pitcher, you know, 20 wins is rare these days, but just put together, you know, three or four really dynamite seasons in a row.
Yeah, very difficult. Freeland, and we'll talk more about him. Bruce, let's transition into our Giants pregame. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break.
Sure.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hi, nice to have you with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. Bruce Jenkins is joining us. Bruce, the Drew Smyly era may be coming to a close. Not a close, but he's probably in the showers now. 5-0 White Sox, bottom of the second. So that's good news for the Giants. Maybe the Phillies will lose this one.
Yep. I had to take a moment. The Smyly era may be ending. I was moved to tears there. I had to grab a hanky, but And I'm not too heartbroken when the Phillies go down, because we want to see the Giants stay in this thing right to the end. So were you saying, do the Giants get the – they don't get the Phillies again, do they? Yeah, they do. They get it. They get them right after Washington.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tremendous homestand. I mean, you got Washington coming in, then the Phillies in. I'm really interested to see how they fare in four games against the A's, because I really like the A's, you know, just their spirit. Their rotation's a little bit in flux, but it's looking better with Roark in there. Fires is pitching well, and they've got all these kids that are coming off injuries, and somebody could kick in there and come in with a good rotation. So that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, they're in a tough fight. Houston obviously looks like they've, you know, with Greinke, with Sanchez, and we'll talk about him in a second, the no-hitter last night. But they've got to deal with Cleveland and Tampa Bay, and they could get nosed out of this thing, because Cleveland is in that division with Kansas City, with the White Sox, and Detroit. And, you know, that's one where Cleveland can win some games. And then you get Tampa Bay in there with the Orioles, and I guess Toronto's a little better. I don't know, the A's may have a little tougher road.
Yeah, Cleveland's really scary to me. I mean, Francisco Lindor is just unbelievable. I mean, what a perfect shortstop. He hits, he fields, he's got a dynamic personality. Now they got Puig in there. And, you know, he's done some things already. I really think he's going to – I don't think he's going to go off the rails emotionally now. It's just too much at stake. You know, the last we saw of him with the Reds, he was, like, you know, taking on four guys in a fight. And he changes his hair color every day, which is interesting. But, and you know, they got Reyes too, and they gave up Bauer, who I think got kind of hit had a bad outing yesterday. But they're just really good. I like Cleveland, and they're coming on. They're coming on at the right time.
Puig has no rails. There are no rails. No,
you can come off them if they're not there, right?
No, they're not there. He's on a freeway on all the lanes. That's what he's doing.
But, he's on the 101 and the 210.
Yeah, at the same time. And, you know, and the Slauson cutoff as well.
Yeah.
But the Indians had a moment yesterday. I guess Baker Mayfield was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And on the board, and Lindor loved this. That's what made me think about it. Mayfield's at the game. And he opens up a can of beer with his mouth, with his teeth. And then he chugs the whole can of beer right on the screen. And then Lindor just loved it. And, you know, he's a big Browns fan. He wants a Mayfield jersey and all this kind of stuff. So that was a moment at the ballpark. How about that?
Yeah, that's Cleveland sports. Very blue collar. You know, Mayfield, I don't think he's ever gone around without his hat turned around backwards. And he's a QB of the Browns. It's pretty cool. I mean, that's very Cleveland sports.
Yeah, I liked it. All right, let's go back to Freeland just for a second. Bruce, you know, it is Colorado, and the Giants lineup is out. So the right-handers, as I said, have hit, 17 of 20 homers hit by right-handers. Lefties have a little better batting average, but who cares? The righties are hitting it pretty hard. So it's Solano, Belt second, Slater third, Posey. Longoria's in. The Zach Greene moment has passed, although he had a very big moment last night when they announced him as a pinch hitter, which was great. They announced him, and Bud Black then, of course, and Ron Wotus explained why, went to the righty, but Zach Greene got McGee out of the game. Longoria, of course, is hitting fifth, Pilar sixth, Scooter is seventh, Yastrzemski eighth, and Beattie ninth. How do you like that lineup?
Yeah, well, Scooter, I thought that was really impressive last night. He homered on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball running in on him, and he turned on it before it could get on his hands and jacked it out of there. I mean, what a different look for a Giant second baseman. I mean, you know, Panic Will has hit some big home runs, but Jeanette's a little bit higher level there. But, you know, you're talking about Freeland. Well, first of all, my mother's name was Freeland, Beverly Freeland, which you don't hear very often. It's also my middle name. And when this guy came in, it's like, yeah, there's another Freeland in the world.
Wow.
But he's, I mean, this guy's given up 20 homers in 77 innings. This is a guy you have to light up today. Get some runs behind Beattie so he doesn't have to be perfect. And, again, I think that it's great that Longoria's back. That'll be interesting to watch him. But I'm particularly watching Jeanette and what he can give him, because he may not be here long. He's a rental, but he's a good ball player when he's healthy.
And also, it is 95 degrees in Colorado. So. You know, take that into consideration, too, because, you know, the ball just flies there. It's just a different game.
Yeah, it would fly in a blizzard, too, I think, in that ballpark with the new balls. But, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, let's talk Mets a little bit. Stroman yesterday is a great fielder. Apparently, his fielding is better than his pitching. They did win, and today Syndergaard is winning 3-0. The Mets already got three in the first against Musgrove. The Mets, you know, it's New York baseball, and I realize we had an author on yesterday, David Krell, who talked about the Yankees being such a big part of pop culture. There's still something about New York baseball when it clicks. There's something about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember going back there years ago when there were two big games in one day. The Mets played the Cardinals during the day in a huge September game, and I took the train down to Yankee Stadium for Yanks Toronto, another huge game. And I mean, those are the days when talk about have a good travel budget. I mean, didn't even involve the Giants, but that was a very, very memorable day of New York baseball. But I'm sure you saw the media coverage when the Mets traded for Stroman. Everybody's, what the hell? What, they think they're going to win? What kind of a deal is this? And all of a sudden, you know, they keep Syndergaard, they keep Wheeler, they've got DeGrom, they've got a heck of a four-man rotation there, and they got Mats, and they're winning.
And I mean, there's time. There's plenty of time.
They're only four out in the wild card.
Yeah, it's the whole loss column thing. You know, you get more losses for the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Phillies and all these teams, and the teams that are at 56, 57 losses, they're still there if they don't have that separation.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of teams ahead of them, but the way they pitch, you know, I'm sure Alfonso is going to snap out of his slump. I think Tatis might be passing him in the Rookie of the Year, at least in my mind. But, you know, when Alfonso, he was like 8 for 64 or something, he'll snap out of it and start homering again. And, you know, Jeff McNeil hit a ball into the river in Pittsburgh yesterday. And they're okay. I mean, it's perfect New York. Last week they were a joke, and today, you know, it's champagne and confetti.
Isn't it great? Then the back page of the Post, when Cashman didn't make any trades, the headline was "The Walking Deadline," and they had a zombie-like Cashman.
I think that was legit. I mean, the Yanks really did need to do something because they really don't have any pitcher that they can count on. You know, Herman is a young guy, and who knows, he's never pitched in the postseason. Everybody else has some issues, and they didn't do it. I mean, they're just lucky that the Red Sox, for some reason, Marty, are just really not. They're just really not good.
Hangover. They've got the World Series hangover. We've seen it.
Yeah, the A's have four or five games on Boston, and it's a bad hangover. I don't. They might somehow sneak into the wild card, but it's very doubtful to me. I mean, you got with Cleveland, and you know Minnesota is a factor there. If for some reason Cleveland takes the lead in that division, Minnesota's a frightening team. So I don't see Boston in there.
No, I agree with you on that. You know, it's funny we talk about the back page of the Post and all the cartoons and the headlines. Do we need that here? I know we have the bad reporter, who I love that guy in the Chronicle. I love seeing that stuff. But do we need something like that in the sports section? Maybe Willard Mullen. Don't we need a cartoonist?
I'd love to have a cartoonist. Of course, you have to be good. You know, there's been a lot of people take a stab at that. And, you know, of course, Willard Mullen was great. Maybe get some of those New Yorker cartoonists, you know, and have somebody else put the baseball context to it. But it's a fabulous thing when it works because it's, you know, it's always like, it's sort of like Mad Magazine. It's right on the money with a little touch of sarcasm. And, and the faces are like, you know, the old Pink Pony, the faces on the wall. Everybody's facial features were exaggerated in a hilarious way. And it's really good fun when it works. I think it'd be great. I really do. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it'd be terrific. The New Yorker thing, I'm not sure you'd have an elephant talking to a porpoise.
Could get off the rails there if there are any rails.
You know, you'd have to try to figure out what the animals were saying to each other, you know, which is always tough to do.
But,
yeah, Willard Mullen, Amedee was another one. There have been great.
Gallo.
Bill Gallo, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. I'd love to see it. I think it would be interesting. We could pull that off here. Why not? There's got to be talented people in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right. Will Smith. Let's talk about him for a second. Bruce, last night watching that ninth inning, this is not Mariano Rivera. This is not Jansen. This is not Chapman. This is a guy who comes out and pitches. And he had maybe his best inning ever last night.
Yeah, you know, you talk about how that slider works against left-hand hitters, and of course, at its best, you know, it's low and away and kind of a strike, maybe not. Maybe you can't lay off it with two strikes, but on the right-hand hitters, that pitch, when it starts out looking like a strike and it winds up down around your ankles, you know, it just, wow. I think he struck out Story with that pitch. That's a tough hitter. I'm not sure who it was, but, I mean, that's a great pitch to both sides of the play, which not everybody can get away with that. I mean, you think about, you know, Javier Lopez. I know he was frustrated to come out of games at times. His lefty-on-lefty stuff was unbelievable, but they didn't always let him go too far against right-handed hitters, and I'm sure he'd place a pretty good argument because he was that kind of a pitcher too. But Smith, without a doubt, you don't take him out because the right-hand hitter is coming up, that's for sure.
No, I mean, for him, and I just pull my scorecard out for a second, but strikes out Iannetta looking, mm-hmm. gives up the hit to Blackman. Okay, you get a little nervous. Then he strikes Story out.
There you go, yeah.
And the great pitch. And yeah. then Arenado gets the little hit, so now it's first and second. It's a one-run game, mm-hmm. and Murphy's up, who, you know, he's got three
great
hits
hitter.
Already. Yeah, great hitter.
Yeah.
And he freezes him, and he swings at something that's 5 feet outside. Is that something?
And this is like a Wade Boggs discipline guy. That's amazing. I mean, the Giants keeping Will Smith was so important. I mean, they're not going to win the whole thing, but, you know, he's going to keep them in it. If they keep playing good ball and keeping the games close, he's going to keep them in it because they're not going to be beaten in the ninth.
It's the way you win one-run games.
Yeah.
It's the only way you do it. I was talking to Woe about this a little earlier. Sparky Lyle, is he that kind of pitcher? I remember the slider, great slider. You saw Sparky Lyle a lot.
Yeah, I saw a lot of him. He was a quirky guy. He had a couple breaking balls. He had a great variety, and he was a really tough kind of tobacco spitting guy. But his lefty on lefty stuff was absolute murder in a similar way.
Yeah, Dave Rigetti, more of a hard thrower, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, well Rigetti had the heat, and that was the beauty of him because he had a world class fastball and a great breaking pitch, and you know he was amazing to me that a guy who was that good as a starter. You know, he no-hits the Red Sox on the 4th of July, and then he becomes an elite reliever. Mm. You know, Smoltz did that, but, I mean, that's really rare.
Mm. One last thing before we go. Sam Dyson's on the DL.
And, you know, he gave the Twins, I thought, two tremendous outings. It's such a shame. Yeah, poor that. Jeez, the poor guy. I feel bad for him. Two bad outings, now bicep tendonitis, and he's on the IL. So
no blowback to the Giants, though.
You wonder. I don't recall. I think his last start, it looked like he looked pretty much like Dyson in his last start with the Giants, didn't he? I mean, I don't think he was damaged goods, but I mean, who knows? The human arm has a mind of its own.
Could be more to this story. I got a feeling.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, boy. Great conversation. Nice talk to you this morning, as always.
Absolutely.
Bruce. Have a good Sunday.
Okay, Marty. Talk to you next week.
All right, that's good. That is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up right after this.